Hey, greetings out there.
It's Friday.
Amen. June 11th, which means it's our 11th installment of Acts in June. And we will be covering chapter 10 today, but let's not leave chapter 9 behind yet. Another amazing chapter that included the conversion of Saul, right? A major event in the New Testament. Saul on his way to Damascus. And then we get the story of Ananias and how he helped Saul, including the baptism of Saul when Saul came into the city. And then that great story of Peter raising Dorcas, Tabitha, from the dead, and the news spread. A line I want to go back to in chapter 9, real quick. If you go to chapter 9, verse 8. That's chapter 9, verse 8. This is in the middle of Saul's conversion. He's knocked to the ground. Verse 8 says, "As Saul picked himself up off the ground, he found that he was blind." He found that he was blind. Over and over, Jesus talks about this blindness, this ability to see. And I think it's a prerequisite to open up your spiritual life that you first realize how blind we are to the truth and what we've assumed as truth or boundaries of truth or evidence of truth is really not. And in fact, truth is so much bigger than anything we can receive from our senses. And that's understanding how blind we are. And so that begins the process of opening up our heart, our consciousness, as I've talked about recently, our Christ consciousness, that goes beyond just what's in our mind. We can't let just what's in our mind define our totality of reality, because the totality of reality is way beyond whatever we may be able to contain in our mind at any given time. We must see that we are blind and then have the scales fall off and start coming to God. Amen. All right. Enough of that. Chapter 10, the great story of Peter's conversion, a little different style of conversion, but how Peter comes to understand that indeed Jesus came not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. It's the story of Cornelius. In Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment. He was a devout man who feared the God of Israel, as did his entire household. He gave generously to charity and was a man who regularly prayed to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. "Cornelius," the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. "What is it, sir?" he asked the angel. And the angel replied, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed by God. Now, send some men down to Joppa to find a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon, a leather worker who lives near the shore, and ask him to come and visit you." As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants. He told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as Cornelius's messengers were nearing the city, Peter went up to the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while lunch was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. And then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter. kill and eat them." "Never, Lord," Peter declared. "I have never in all my life eaten anything forbidden by our Jewish laws." The voice spoke again. "If God says something is acceptable, don't say it isn't." The same vision was repeated 3 times. And then the sheet was pulled up again to heaven. Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then the men sent by Cornelius found the house and stood outside at the gate. They asked if this was the place where Simon Peter was staying. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men have come looking for you. Go down and go with them without hesitation. All is well, for I have sent them." So Peter went down and said, "I'm the man you are looking for. Why have you come?" And they said, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout man who fears the God of Israel and is well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to send for you, so you can go to his house and give him a message." So Peter invited the men to be his guests for the night. And the next day, he went with them, accompanied by some other believers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for him and had called together his relatives and close friends to meet Peter. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell to the floor before him in worship. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I'm a human being like you." So Cornelius got up, and they talked together and went inside where the others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know, it is against the Jewish laws for me to come into a Gentile home like this. But God has shown me that I should never think of anyone as impure. So I came as soon as I was sent for. Now, tell me, why have you sent for me?" Cornelius replied, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayers have been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send some men to Joppa and summon Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a leather worker, who lives near the shore.' So I sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now, here we are, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given to you." Then Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God doesn't show partiality. In every nation, He accepts those who fear Him and do what is right. I'm sure you have heard about the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened all through Judea, beginning in Galilee after John the Baptist began preaching. And no doubt you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Israel and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by crucifying him, but God raised him to life 3 days later. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen beforehand to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is ordained of God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who had heard the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles too. And there could be no doubt about it, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with them for several days. Amen.